The strong dollar has been weighing on U.S. agricultural exports for some time. At the U.S. Meat Export Federation meeting in St. Louis, McVain Trading Chief Economist Michael Drury explained the circumstances that led to this situation.
What devaluation means is it means you're selling your labor and everybody in your country's labor cheaper, and you're offering for sale all of the assets in your country cheaper. It is a very stupid policy to devalue your currency in the long run. It's a really good political policy to lower it in the short run. This is what happened in 2014. We entered a global recession because the Chinese made a mistake. They started the corruption campaign, and they basically destroyed the way that you do business in China. So China slowed down dramatically. You all saw what happened to commodities prices around the world, and commodities producers around the world had to react. So what did they do? Well, their politicians wanted to be reelected that year or the next year, and they said, we've got to devalue our currency in order to make it possible for us to sell our goods. And so around the world, you had devaluations. Around the world, everybody devalued, except two, the United States and China. And this cheaper imported stuff to the United States helped the U.S. economy by making goods cheaper to its consumer. The bad news for the United States is that we happen to be a large commodities producer. And so there was a big impact on the United States in the commodities-producing sector.
USMEF economist Aaron Bohrer said while conditions seem to be improving, the dollar has recently gained renewed strength.
It was looking like things had sort of stabilized and the yen had strengthened again, but we know this is a big controversy and the Japanese government doesn't want the yen to strengthen, and the euro has gained back some, so it's actually stronger year on year at the moment, but it's also back to 110. The Chinese have been relatively stable lately, but we still have this Fed rate increase looming, and the dollar has been on an uptick again.
For more details from the meeting, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.